KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to the White House today, but did not waver on tariffs or the notion that Canada should become a U.S. state. Carney, whose recent election was widely viewed in Canada as a referendum on Trump, says statehood will never happen. During the Oval Office meeting, Trump said that Yemen-based Houthi rebels are capitulating to the U.S.
We had some very good news last night. The Houthis have announced that they are not, or they've announced to us at least, that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight. And we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings.
Trump did not elaborate on how the Houthis came to its decision to stop fighting. The Houthis have not confirmed. Multiple news media report, a senior member of the Iranian-backed rebel group says a ceasefire, quote, will be evaluated on the ground first. The U.S. had increased airstrikes on Houthis in March. In a somewhat surprising move, the administration has asked a federal court to dismiss a case that could seriously limit access to abortion across the country. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports the action continues a case that the U.S. Supreme Court rejected last year.
The case is challenging the Food and Drug Administration's rules about mifepristone, one of the pills used for medication abortion and for managing miscarriages. Trump's Justice Department has continued with the approach taken by the Biden administration. It asked a federal judge to dismiss the case. Katie Keith is the director of the Georgetown Center for Health Policy and the Law and formerly served on Biden's Gender Policy Council.
I would say the jury is still out, essentially, of how aggressive the Trump administration is going to be on medication abortion.
She says if they want to restrict access, they have other tools. What remains to be seen is whether, politically, they want to make use of those tools. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
A new study shows the digital creator economy is no longer just a trend, but transforming a segment of the U.S. workforce. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the number of people working full-time as online content creators has skyrocketed during the last 4 years.
The report from the Interactive Advertising Bureau shows the number of people who work full-time as online creators jumped from 200,000 in 2020 to 1.5 million in 2024, a more than sevenfold increase. Amani Cheers is with the School of Media and Public Affairs at George Washington University.
Anyone who can get, quote unquote, blue checked or they have a certain number of followers are seen as experts in a certain field. And it really is a very interesting phenomenon that we haven't seen before.
Cheers says as more Americans seek independence, flexibility and audience-driven income, the traditional 9-to-5 model is being reimagined in real time. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
It's NPR. New York could soon become the largest state with a bell-to-bell cell phone ban in K-12 public schools. NPR's Ava Puketch reports New York would join a growing number of states that have phone bans or restrictions in schools.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the ban applies to smartphones and other internet-enabled personal devices on school grounds. She says it's part of a commitment to protecting youth mental health.
We'll have no cell phones in a child's hand from the moment they enter school until they leave. No more memes instead of math. And so they're now going to be focused.
The policy would go into effect next school year and allow schools to develop their own plan for storing smartphones during the day. The proposal is part of New York's $254 billion budget. The state legislature still needs to vote on it. Ava Puketch, NPR News.
At the Vatican, cardinals have held their final day of meetings before a conclave opens tomorrow to elect a new pope. Jesuit priest and author Tom Reese describes a process of the church informing the public if electors have selected a pontiff.
At the last conclave, they added that the largest bell in St. Peter's will be rung to announce that the election has taken place. So as soon as you see that big bell begin to swing, know that if you can't tell what the color of the smoke is, you know we have a pope and he will soon be announced.
The conclave begins more than 2 weeks after Pope Francis died at the age of 88. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy fog. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 13 feet with snow. Tonight, west winds 20 knots in the evening, becoming variable 10, seas 7 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. Patchy fog, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 42. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, patchy fog before 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with lows around 35. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Wednesday, partly sunny with highs near 41. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 5:23 a.m. at 2 feet 8 inches. A high at 10:55 a.m. at 5 foot, and a low at 5:23 at 1 foot. Your sun rose at 6:48 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:29, bringing us up to 15 hours and 41 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
If I said what's on my mind, you'd turn and walk away, disappearing way back in your dreams. It's so hard to be unkind, so easy just to say that every
we'll be right back. Oh, Thank you. feels so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Time.
out. Everybody has fun when the lights go out. Everybody runs to the same place when the lights go out. Everybody's afraid when the lights go out. Everybody starts to play, starts to play. Monsters in heaven, welcome alive. And the dead start walking, there's no place to hide. There's no place to hide. There's no place to hide. Go out. People act real crazy. People start to shout. People huddle together, trying hard to fear. People party down, but they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna run outside, but stare to see just one big shadow. That you comfort me. That you comfort me. That you comfort me.
Yeah. grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangam traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
Home of the best music in the Aleutian Islands. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP.
Thinking about my friends. It's obvious we're cooler now.
allowed by men without hats.